that peya muteres linyan klein. A peya is muter linyan klein. A peya is a tzuras apes. That's what a peya is. So Rashi, peya, Rashi kliyas hazmeira hamatucha mikundes lechaveroi. So the gemara says peya nachas sechta Shabbos. Kitz a peya also means a tzuras apes. You have these two beams, and you have this mer with a vine going straight across the beam on top. So you have a peya. Is he set over materis linyan klayim? He is called a good mechitza vilchot klayim. Avulei the Shabbos, but for Shabbos, if you have such a tzuras hapesach with this zemoris going on top of the beans, it's no good. Rav Yechonon nomar ke mechitzas leShabbos deloy, kach mechitzas leklayim deloy. Rav Yechonon says in both cases no good. Just like for Shabbos, it's not called a good tzuras hapesach. Who are then for klayim also? It's no good. Schurda the stira resh lokish and the stira on Rav Yechonon also. Because before Rabbi Yochanan said that even though it's minatzat for klayim it is kosher, and here Rabbi Yochanan is saying that both of them are posel, zay for Shabbos and zay for klayim. And what is the spirit of Rabbi Yochanan in Resh Lakish? Resh Lakish before we said that even though minatzat is kosher, even for Shabbos is kosher, and here Resh Lakish is saying it's only kosher for klayim, but for Shabbos, since the top suras apesa goes on the side of it, not on top of it, it's posel. So here's the theory even in Resh Lakish. So the Gemara loy, I'll tell you. Bishleim with the Resh Lakish, the Resh Lakish lakasha. On Resh Lakish is no stira. Hodi day, hodi rabbi. Before that, Resh Lakish said it was mutter, even though it's minatzah, that's his own shita. Here that he says for Shabbos, it's posel, that's his rebbe. Because here Resh Lakish said over the name of the Yom Resh Lakish Mishum Rabbi Yehuda of Rabbi Chanina. He's not his own shita. He's only saying it over the name of Rabbi Yehuda of Rabbi Chanina. That's where he's saying it over from. Just one second. So something more. So Resh Lakish and Resh Lakish is no stira. Resh Lakish holds that before his own shita was minatzad is kosher, and here he's saying over in his Rebbe's name that minatzad is posel for Shabbos. So the Gemara el the Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan kasher, chutz stira and Rabbi Yochanan. Before Rabbi Yochanan is saying for klayim al koponim, it is kosher. It's only posel for Shabbos, and here Rabbi Yochanan says both are posel, zay for Shabbos and zay for klayim. So the Mori Yamrit Bishleima Hosam Agabon. If before Rabbi Yochanan was talking about that the Tzuras HaPesach was on top of the two beams, that wasn't the Psul Minatzad, it was Tak Agabon, and that's why there he said it's talking about wider than 10 Amis. So it's good why for Klayim it's kosher, but for Shabbos it was Psul, because wider than 10 Amis does not help. And Hocho, why here does he say it's Psul even for Klayim? Because here it's Minatzad. Then Shapir, it'll be good, no stira in Rabbi Yochanan. In other words, if it's minatzad, like our case here, then it's posel in both cases. Zay for klayim, zay for Shabbos is posel. Now picture 145. If it's minatzad, it's posel for both of them. Before that Rabbi Yochanan said it was kosher for klayim, he's talking about where staker on top it was. Now even on top, it depends. If it's wider than 10 amas, that's where it's no good for Shabbos. But for klayim, it is good. So here you're going to have a good raya of Yochanan holder. If it's wider than 10, it's posel. Mari Aliyamit Idividim and Atsad, Maik Lamemer. So the Mara name Lyoilov Idividim and Atsad. Both Rabbi Yochanan is talking about where the Tzuras HaPesach is Minatzad. Of Azoi, Hosom Vieser, Hocha Vyosom Yeser. We're talking about the Tzuras HaPesach is Minatzad. That's why Hilcha Shabbos is possible in both cases. I, the theory wasn't Klayim though. How come before by Klayim it said it was good? And here it says for Klayim it's no good. Before it's talking about less than Yud. So less than Yud wide. Even though it's minatzad for klayim, it's kosher. Mashenkin, if it's wider than yud, if it's minatzad, then it's possible even for klayim. That's the nafka mina. So the Gemara minot teimur. How do I know this? Tishoni le ben eser liyosim yeser, that there should be a difference. If it's made minatzad, so it's saying for Shabbos pshit it's possible, but for klayim, if Yochanan says it's kosher, how do we know there's a difference? Whether it's wider than 10, it's also possible. Only up until 10 is a kosher minatzad, even by klayim. How do I know this? The Yomale Rabbi Yochanan Resh Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan told Resh Lakish. Leikach hoi yamaisa. There was a maisa. Shaholach Rabbi Yeshua Eitzu Rabbi Yochanan Ben Uri. Lo mei Torah. Rabbi Yeshua went to visit Rabbi Yochanan Ben Uri to learn Torah. Afo pi shaboki vilchus klayim. Even though he was a boki vilchus klayim, still he has the shayla. Rashi says, Afo pi shaboki Rabbi Yeshua vilchus klayim, shoal mi menu dovazir. Still he has the shayla. Shoal mi menu dovazir. What was the shayla? He found Sheyoshev Ben Halonis. He was sitting in between the trees. He stretched the Zmara of vine across from one tree to the other tree. Like picture 146. He stretched it across from one to the other. The Omar Loi Rebbe, and he asked me, if there be grapes on one side, Mal is Royakan. Could I plant on the other side Zroyim? Would there be an instance? This is called a Mechitza. Omar Lo, he answered like this. The Esam Mutter. If it's only 10 Amos apart, the two trees, then it's called a good Mechitza for Klayim. The Yosem Yasser Oser. But if it's wider, the two trees are more than 10 Amos wide, then it's no good. For the Gemara b'Mayaskin, what type of Surah Pesach are we talking about? Ilay Mal Gabon, if you want to say the string was mamash on top of the two trees, like a regular Surah Pesach, of a Zoyaisa Miyasa Rosser, more than 10 Amis is possible, why should that be? V'atanya, we learned, Hoyisham Kanim, if you have sticks, Hadukronim, that were stuck into the ground, like picture 147, you have two sticks that were stuck into the ground. And you put a string of Zemira going straight across on top. Even though the two sticks are wider than 10 amas apart, still mutter. Because Klayim still is called the Mechitza. So there's enough in the Mishnah that even though the Tzuras of Pesach is wider than 10 amas, still it's kosher for Klayim. So how come here the Maisa was, he said, that if the trees are more than 10 amas apart, it's no good for Klayim. It's enough in the Mishnah that is kosher for Klayim. Elamai the Teretz is, at a lav minatzad. The case of the tree was where the Zemira did not go on top of the tree, nor went across the side of the tree. It only went across, like on this picture here, the left tree, it's only going around the tree. So the Tzuras HaPesach is not on top of the beam, it's only around the beam, the side. That's called minatzad. In order to be kosher, it has to be like the right side. On the right side, it goes on top of the tree. That would be good. But on the left tree, it's only going around the tree. That's called minatzad. So we're talking about that the Tzuras HaPesach was minatzad. Okomalein, he answered him, b'yeser mutter. If the trees are less than 10 amas apart, you should know then that it's kosher. Yoyser me'yeser rosa shmamina. But if it's more than 10 amas apart, then it's possible even for Klayim. Since it's shmamina, that's the raya, and that's Pshat Rabbi Yochanan also before. That by Klayim, when did he say it's no good? Where it's more than 10 amas apart. And it's minatzad. Minatzad, by Klayim, it's only kosher if it's exactly 10 amas or less. But once it's more than 10 amas, it's possible for Klayim. So Shmamina, that's Rabbi Yochanan Shita. Yeah. So the Gemara doesn't come out to claw up sack how we paskin if it is wider than 10 amis, is it Tzuras HaPesach kosher enough? So he spoke out, the Rambam Shita is that it's possible halacha, any Tzuras HaPesach has to be less than 10 amis wide. But the Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring down like that. Mashem, we hold the Ikka Shita is that's kosher, no matter how wide the Tzuras HaPesach is, like height, they make it blocks long, still it's called the good Tzuras HaPesach. So the Gemara Gufa. Omer Rav Chizda, Surah is very wichtig, very negating halacha about what exactly is the Surah HaPesach. Gufa, Omer Rav Chizda, Surah HaPesach, what is the Surah HaPesach? She'osim min atzad. If you make it min atzad, we're saying like picture 145, the top beam, you did not put on top of it, then you put it on the side, is le'osav le'klum. That's nothing. It's not called the Mechitza Vilcha Shabbos. Le'osav le'klum. The Omer Rav Chizda, another halacha. Tzuras HaPesach Shomru Tzricha Shetei Briya, that Tzuras HaPesach Pasha means the two side beams that you use for Tzuras HaPesach, the two sides corner have to have some strength to it. It has to be strong enough. Tzricha Shetei Briya Kedei Lahamed Bo Delis, enough to put up, attach a door onto this post. Now Delis V'afilu Delis Akashin, even the lightest door possible, even the door made out of straw. But a beard has to have some strength to it. It can't just be a string. You're not allowed to make a Tzuras HaPesach just from an easy string coming down. I'm only say fisherman string, maybe, yeah. It has a little strength to it. But if you want to bring it down a string, then you have to make sure it's very, very tight. You have to be motor, stretch it out very good. As a tight string and stretched out, then it could also be kosher for a Tzuras HaPesach. But as though the side beams have to have some strength to it, that it could hold up, if a door would be attached to it, it could hold up the lightest door possible, even a door made out of straw. That's the thing that we hold like this. Tzuras HaPesach, Tzricha Heketzir. Most of our Tzuras HaPesach doesn't have this halacha. So we'll soon see if we're passing like this or not. But Rabbi Yanai is doing, Rabbi Shlokas says over the name of Rabbi Yanai, that every Tzuras HaPesach has to have a Heketzir to it. There has to be a Heketzir. For the Gemara, my Heketzir, what does it mean that Tzuras HaPesach has to have a Heketzir? Om Rav Avia Avaksa. It has to have an Avaksa. Some say it means a loop. That on the side of the beam of the Tzuras HaPesach, there has to be a loop there. That you could attach a door to it. But it has to have, a Tzuras HaPesach has to look like a door. How does it look like a door? If it has a loop here hanging down, that you could attach a door to it, then it's kosher. Let's see Rashi. Avak says Rashi. Rashi is a little bit different. Rashi says avak means chur, a little hole. Shetzir hadeles soiviv bo, that the bottom post of the door turns around in it. That's like picture 148. You have a hole here on the bottom of the floor, and the tzir, that's where the peg of the door turns around in that hole. That's called the avaksa. That's the Rashi's mashmiyah. So every tzuras pesach has to have a hole on the floor, where it should look like you can have a door there turning it around. Rashi, v'afal pi shein tzricha delis, miyuchaz lo delos binin. Even though you don't have to have a door to the tzuras pesach, but it has to at least be roy to have a door. You have to have a tzir there. So Lamaisa, our tzuras pesach doesn't have this. We don't have no hole on the bottom. And the other sheet is, it means you have to have a loop there. We don't have the loop. So we'll soon see why we hold like that. But vayta poshas nof migumara, you have to have it. Yeah. Vayta. Rav Acha b'reide Rav Acha b'reide Rav Avio l'tam... Ashkechei Rav Acha b'reide Rav Avio l'talmide Rav Ashi. He found the talmide Rav Ashi. Omulhu. He said to him, Oma ma'amidi b'tzuras ha-pesach. Did your Rebbe teach you any chidushim about a tzuras ha-pesach? Oma le, he answered back, loy omar v'loy klum. He didn't say nothing about a tzuras ha-pesach. So Poshim you learn is, he didn't say any chidushim, he didn't talk about it. But Poshim say no. He meant to say you don't need anything for a tzuras ha-pesach. In other words, he means to say you do not need a heketzir for a tzuras ha-pesach. And that's what we're saying on the Maisa, that we don't have a heketzir for our tzuras ha-pesach. Because the teretz was back, lo yama v'lo klum, you don't need it. You saying, just got finished saying, you do need a heketzir. We held, no, you don't need that either. That's what they learned pshat nisman yama. Yeah. Lo yama v'lo klum. That's why lamaisa usually developed the same mech, but not, we don't have a heketzir. Even though the first halacha, we do, we are mekayim. The first halacha, that the side beams have to have some strength to it, that it could hold up at least a door made out of straw. Yeah. Vaita. Tono. Tzuras ha-pesach she'omru. What is called the Tzuras ha-pesach? Kona mikan, like picture 149. You have to have a beam on one side. The kona mikan, a beam on the other side. The kona agabeim, you have to have a beam going across on top. Yeah. Now the halacha, they say, what has to be strong? Only the two side beams. The top beam on top doesn't have to have any strength to it. That's why we have strings going across. Even though it doesn't have any strength to it, still it's kosher. The strength only has to be to the two side beams. They have to have some strength that they can hold up a door. So tomorrow now, new shayla. Tzricha liga or yain tzricha liga. Does the top beam, does it have to mamash touch the two sides like a picture 149? Or is it kosher like on the left picture? Even though the beam on top is way high up, but and the beams on the two beams are lower down, but since you say good asik, like this beam, if it would be extended straight up, it would meet the corner on top, that's also kosher. Lalacha we hold like that. There ain't sarach liga. As long as the top beam on top is straight up over the bottom two sides, that the bottom two sides beams would shoot up, you would say good asik, it would meet the top string going across, that's also kosher. But here's the shayla. Tzricha liga, ain't tzricha liga. Rav Nachman Amar, ain't tzricha liga. Nachman says, no, it doesn't have to touch. Even though it's very high up, still we say good asik, it goes up, and still it's kosher. And Lalacha is like Rav Nachman. Rav Sheshe Soma, no, tzricha liga. Rav Sheshe said, you should know, the Tzuras HaPesach, the top beam, Badavka, has to touch the two side beams. It's not enough to be high up. The good asik doesn't help you. The heker has to be, it's mamas touching it. That's Rav Sheshe's Shita. So tomorrow, all the Maitse, all the Rav Nachman, B'yovet Uvda, Be'resh Kalusha, Kishmaiti. Rav Nachman, Paskin, like, did a Maitse like him, that even though the top of the Tzuras HaPesach was way above, still he held it was kosher. Omele Rav Sheshes came along and told, Omele Rav Sheshes Lishmaya, Rav Gada, Rav Sheshes told his Shamish, called Rav Gada, Yishno, Zil Sholoch, go pull down that Tzuras HaPesach that Rav Nachman put up. Because Rav Sheshes holds this puzzle. Rav Sheshes holds it has to be Tzorach Liga. It's only kosher at the right picture. But at the left picture, it's puzzle according to Rav Sheshes. So he told the Shamish, pull it down. Shadinu, Zil Sholoch Shadinu, go pull it down and throw it down. Ozel, so the Shamish went, Sholav Shadinu. Ashkechu, the Veiresh Kalusa. The Veiresh Kalusa found Rav Gada throwing down the Tzuras HaPesach. Chavshu, they put him into prison. What are you doing throwing down the Tzuras HaPesach? So the Magazan Vaita Gemayin, so tomorrow also Rav Sheshes went to see what happened to him. Come above, Vaita says, he went to the door of the prison. Omalei Gada Puk. He told Gada, walk out. And Tov, Tov, and Ophak, be awesome. And he walked out of jail, just walked out. Rashi's got him out. He came out. So the Gemara asked the Rashi's to Rabbi Bashmuel. So now Rashi's met up with Rabbi Bashmuel. Omale, hey yes, Rabbi Bashmuel, Tony ma midi b'tzuras ha-Pesach. Did you learn any chedushim b'tzuras ha-Pesach? In other words, he wanted to know, is he right or not in his psak? That Rashi's was very makpid that b'tzuras ha-Pesach is only kosher if the top beam mamis touches the two side beams. If it doesn't touch the two sides beam, it's possible. So Rashi's went around to ask people, are you asking to me? So he said, did you learn anything about b'tzuras ha-Pesach? So we'll soon see. From this halacha, we have a raya. Also, Amalei, in, yes, I learned the Chiddush. Tanina, we learned. Kippa, an archway. Picture 150. You have an archway, kippa. Reb Meir mechayiv mezuzah. If you have a door that looks like an archway, Reb Meir says it's chayiv mezuzah. And a call that has two mezuzahs and a mashkev on top, that's mechayiv mezuzah. The Chama poitrim, the Chama say, no, it's not called a Pesach. You put them in a mezuzah. That's not called a Pesach. V'shovin, now where's the machlokes? V'shovin, they're both moide, like in picture 151. They're both moide v'shovin shimiyesh barag le'asara. If the two side walls first are 10 high, before you have the archway, they go up 10 straight up, 10 tfachim high. V'shovin shimiyesh barag le'asara. If first the two sides go up 10 tfachim, shichayevis. Then everybody's masking, even though the top is an archway, havad yimchuyv in a mezuzah, that's called a good Pesach. Here is no machlekes. Omer Abaya, that's what everybody's masking to. The Omer Abaya, Hakol Moedim in Gavoya Asora. Let's say the whole thing together is only 10 high, like a picture 152. The whole thing together is only 10 tfachim high. The Yain Barag Le'a Shloisha, and the bottom where the two beginning starts to go up where it's straight, is less than 3 tfachim high. It's not even 3 tfachim high. Inami or else, Yesh Barag Le'a Shloisha. In a case where you do have, like picture 153, where first it starts to go up 3 tefachim before it makes its archway, or 154, first it does go up 3 tefachim. Of a v'yein gvoya sora, but by the time it gets to the top, there's no 10 tefachim, v'loi klum. Everybody's asking these two cases as possible. Hey, if picture 152, where before it starts to go up, this before you have the archway, there's not even 3 tefachim on the ground, avad with possible. Or else, even if you do have 3 tefachim going up, but the whole height is not more than 10 tefachim, havad if it's possible, that's not called a Pesach. A Pesach has to at least be 10 tefachim high. If it's not 10 tefachim high, it's possible. Or b'zoi ki pligi, where's the machlekes for a meyer and a chachamim, if an archway is mechuyev in a mezuzah or not, ki pligi, b'yeish barag le'a gimel. That's like a picture 153. Ki yeish barag le'a gimel. That's first the side two legs, when they start to go up, the first 3 tefachim is straight up. Before it makes its archway, you have 3 tefachim going straight up. Yesh barag le'a gimel. Ol gvoy asara. And to the top here of other is 10 tefachim high. It's 10 tefachim high. No v'ein rochovo arbo. But it's not wide dalet tefachim. Because you don't have a height of 10 tefachim wide dalet tefachim. Which that is the shear of a Pesach. A Pesach has to at least be 10 tefachim high and 4 tefachim wide. Here, it's not dalet tefachim wide. When it starts to go up, the top of the kippah is there be only 2 tefachim wide. So here's the machlekes. Of v'yeshpo lochuk ulashlim alarba. Now I'm saying a picture 153. Like the dotted out square thing is the pshat is, if you would hollow out the dotted lines here, then you could make it rochiv wide dalet tefachim. In other words, there is enough space in this archway to hollow out the archway to make it that even 10 tefachim high should be dalet tefachim wide. There is enough wood there. Just the wood is so thick that the opening of the archway on top is only 2 tefachim wide. But if you want to hollow it out, you could hollow it out and make it that on top it's also dalet tefachim wide. That's the machlokes. Reb Meir of Chokekim Lahashlim. We had the sheet before already. Reb Meir always says that if you have a solid piece of wood, if there's enough size to the wood to hollow out the wood, even though now the wood is thick, but there's enough room to hollow it out, and we look as if it's hollowed out. So here, if you were to hollow out the top part of the archway, since it is wide dalet tefachim, it looks like you have a makom dalet tefachim. That's called a Pesach. Rabbonin Savrid ain't chokekim lahashlim. Rabbonin say no. Look at the way it is right now. Right now, this archway on top, when you stop before you get up 10 tefachim, there's no rochiv dalet by dalet. So it's not called a Pesach. That's the machlokes. We're on the floor. Yizicha have gimel tefachim going up, and then the archway starts. and it's not wide dalat vochin. Satz the machlokes. Do you say chokim lahashlim or rain chokim lahashlim? If it would have been, but everybody's masking, if it have an archway that the bottom, the three legs, the two legs on the side go up three tefachim straight, and then even though you have an arch, as long as the arch goes up 10 tefachim and it's wide dalat tefachim, according to everybody, that's called a good pesach yimchuyv in a mezuzah. The only shalom is where it's not wide dalat tefachim and you have to come out to chaykikim lahashlim. That's where the machlokes is. See Rashi. Shashi keep ligi the yesh paragleh shloisha the nofik miteres ari. It's not part of the ground anymore. Semichta the echshe pesach arbo roichev ugvoy asora. Now a shame pesach normal has to at least be 10 tefachim high and 4 tefachim wide. That's the least share of a pesach as pfat mechayv in a mezuzah of hilchas erevin to give it a shame pesach. Now imu ugvoy asora imu eagle. Now with the roundness, with the top part, it is roichev dalid. But from the eagle olamala, it's not rochid dalid. The yeshbola lochuk, for lister eagle, you could hollow out the eagle, olachiva, make it wider liabor. But loin the filas roish eagle, without throwing off the top part of the eagle. Ve'elyun, shabinyan orach, lekan olakan, ve'ein abinyan kolam ikan lekan. Let me just ashar. So that's the child you say chokim hashlim. Heilu v'goyva shloisha, yesh hechsha roichiv, pesach. Royin Shiva Yoinim, we see the top seven tchachim, kilu hein chakukim, mi befnim, v'nir chavim lamidas haraglayim. We look as if it's spread out. Yeah. Yeah. So that's the Gemara, Omalei. So he answered back now, Shoshashashis, when he heard over this halacha, when the Shreshis heard this halacha, Omalei, Imishkachaslu, if you're going to meet up with Rav Nachman, Imishkachaslu, Leteimeluhu, Levei Resh Kalusa. Don't tell over this halacha to Resh Kalusha. Voloi Midi, Meho Masnis Mekipa. Don't tell over this halacha from Kipa to Levei Resh Kalusa. Because Vais Tois Shreshis saw from this halacha to Kipa that ain't Sarach Liga, that the top part of the Tzuras HaPesach does not have to touch the Tzuras HaPesach, does not have to touch the two sides. Why doesn't have to touch? Tabrash says, "Vishovin shim yesh paragle asora yegoiva koydim sheyasch legal is chayevis." If first you have 10 tefachim, like picture 151, first you have the two sides go up 10 tefachim, yeah, and then you have the archway. So everybody holds the chayevim as the chayevis. So yesh ba asora goiva b'roichev abor v'afilu koli igul sosim. Even though the whole top of the archway is like sosim, still nisha shom shio pesach kosher. Alma zaraya ain't tzrich in liga. We see the top of the tzrus of pesach does not have to touch the two sides of the tzrus of pesach. Why not? To achshevu the pischa bragle. Here, what's kosher about the archway is the two sides of it. V'yigul mafsik v'intikruhel yoyna lemezuzis. Now the archway itself is being mafsik between the top of the archway and the mezuzahs, the size of it. Tony Chayevis. You still you say Yechayev. So according to Rashi, it's mashma. The picture is like the first picture in Rashi here. The first picture in Rashi is that really all the way on top it's straight across. Now what you have to use for the Tzuras HaPesach here is the top part of the kippah. The top part is straight across. Now the archway itself, mashma for Rashi, that's not called part of the Tzuras HaPesach. That you can't use. So what are you using for the Tzuras HaPesach? Using the two sides, and then there's a hefsek of the archway, and the top beam going straight across the top, that's what we're using for the Tzuras HaPesach. And it's kosher. So you see the top beam on top does not have to touch the two sides. Because here there's an archway, a smafsek in between. That's the way Rashi learns. So Chazon Ish wants to say, according to Rashi, the only time an archway is mechuyev in a mezuzah is like this picture here, where on top it's mamasha a square. Or else like you have picture 153, where the top of the archway is a square. But for Rashi, it would be mashma. If you have a picture, like next picture in Rashi, it would be part of the mezuzah. Because mashma for Rashi, the archway itself is not nidim mishum atzuras haPesach. Anything that goes slanty, goes half circle, is not called atzuras haPesach. Atzuras haPesach on top has to go straight across. So therefore, Rashi says, what's kosher? The top of the square, I in between is an archway. That's a hefsek in between. That's where Chazon Ish once says Masha from Rashi. But Halacha though, he says we pass not like Rashi Shita. Halacha we hold, even though an archway is made like the second picture, that there's no square on top, just a regular half a circle archway, it's also mechuyev mezuzah. If you have the two sides go up yutvachim, even though the top is going straight across, still it's called the good source of Pesach. So the chur then it's a bit of shver. What's the Gemara's raya then? If you learn an archway, a half a circle is also good for the top of the source of Pesach. So why was Rosh Hashanah so worried about this halacha? Where does Rosh Hashanah see here that the source of Pesach, the top corner, doesn't have to touch the two sides? That's the kasha. The chur in an archway, like the bottom picture in Rashi, is touching. The archway on top is the is the top corner, and that's mamas touching the two sides of the corner. So what was Rosh Hashanah so worried about that he says, from here I see, I'm wrong. I see in Tzorach Liga. That's a bit of kasha. So the Rashi learns is good. Right, he's miyashiv, how it works out. But Kopon Malachad or Avad, this is also called a Pesach, even the second picture. Yeah. Let's see the Mishnah. So the Mishnah, Hech Shem Ovi. How will you matter a Mavui? Be'sharma Yarmim Lechi B'Koira. You have to use two heterim. Every Mavui has to have a Koira and a Lechi. Or Be'sil Yarmim, the Loch is like Be'sil Avada, Oy Lechi Oy Koira. Either one of the two is good. Either a Lechi beam going straight up, or else a Koira going across on top. We have Lezer Waimeh Lechiayim. He also knows you have to use two Lechis. We'll see in the Gemara why. Mishum Rabbi Shmuel Loma Talmud Echod, Lefnei Rabbi Kiva. He said over in the front of Rabbi Kiva that Lenechluku be Shammai be Tilul al Mavui shehu pochus mi arbamis shu nitir oy belechi oy bekoira. If the Mavui, the opening of the Mavui, the door is less than dalad amos wide, everybody holds and even be Tilul holds. You don't need two. Neither one is good. Either belechi or bekoira is good. Amon Nechluku, where is the Machlekes be Tilul and be Shammai? That by Shammai says there's only hutta with two things. With the lechi and with the kairam, our rochev me'arbamis. If the entrance to the mavui is wider than dalaramis, that's when meshami holds you need two things: a kairam and a lechi. The yad eser, and when it's dalaramis until tenamis, she meshami yarmim lechi ukairam. There meshami is machmud to say you need two things: a kairam and a lechi, or besil yarmim oy lechi a kairam. Either one is good. And Omer Rabbi Kiva, Kiva answered back, no. Alzev yazal nechlaku. The pshat is like the first pshat in Beishamai. Beishamai holds every single mavui, no matter how wide the entrance is, even if it's less than dalad amos. Abi is dalad tfochim wide, you need a kari and a lechi. So the Gemara Lechura command. Who does our Mishnah go like? Lechura, the loike chananya, loike tanakama. Hey, to have a meaning, we're talking about a mavui mafulish. Now, mavui mafulish, chananya before said you have to have a delis. And a tanakama said you have to have a tzuras pesach. And yet the Mishnah says it's just.
Yeah, we're holding Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis, right after the Mishnah and the Gemara. So the Mishnah said, "Machlekes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, do you need a lechi and a kaira, or is it enough just either one? Do you need both, or do you need either one?" So the Gemara Lechura command the loike Chananya. Our Mishnah does not go according to Chananya, for loike Tanakama, and not like the Tanakama or Chananya. Like the Havim Minari, the Mishnah is talking about even a mavim or foolish. That means it's open on both sides. There are two mechitzes, and both sides are open to Rosh Hashanah Rabin. So before we had a machlokes that according to Chananya, that according to Beis Hillel, you have to have a delis on one side, and the Tanakhama said at least you have to have a tzuras pesach on one side. And there our Mishnah is mashma, all you need is just a lechi. According to Beis Shammai, you lechi yena kairo. And the Gemara poshit, Amarav Yehuda hochi koma, this is the pshat for now Mishnah. Hech shem movi sosum. His Al Mishnah is talking about a Mavi Sosa, meaning the closed Mavi, that's closed on three walls, just the fourth wall is open. So in such a Mavi, Kate said, how will you matter for the fourth wall? Be'shamay Imrim Lechi Ukaira. Be'shamay holds you have to have a strong matter on the fourth side, two things, a Lechi and a Kaira. Well, Be'sil Imrim, but Be'sil says, and Allah is like Be'sil, that Oy Lechi, Oy Kaira. Either one is enough. Either to have a Lechi, a beam going straight up at the entrance, or else a kaira being going across on top of the entrance. So the Gemara now, what's the hezbo of machlokes? Be'shamay oimrim lechi uvekaira. Be'shamay says you have to have both a lechi and a kaira. What's the hezbo? Lemeimro, should we say the kosavri be'shamay holds arbo mechitzas diraisa. Midiraisa, what's called rishus yochid only if you have four mechitzas. Therefore, here this movi it only has three mechitzas to it. So how we matter the fourth mechitza to give it a heter tiltum? Therefore we say you have to have a good fourth wall, you have to have a good lechi and a kaira. He said that according to Beshamai, they're both mishum mechitza, but you need both a lechi and a kaira to give it a shame for a fourth good mechitza. So the Gemara loy, maybe it's not muchrich. I tell you, lizroik misholish. Veshami is maski midiraisa. If you have three walls around the area, that's called rishus yochid. And if you throw from rishus rabim into this area, yichayiv midiraisa. Heis lizroik misholish hudim chayiv. Midiraisa with three walls, you make rishus yochid. Obletaltol midirabonin. To have a heter to carry around inside, adi ikar bo. Until you have four walls. So midirabonin, you also need a fourth wall. Now, how do you make up this fourth wall? The Shami says it has to be a good wall, even midirabonin. Therefore, you need a lechi and a kairu. Now, beisilu, what's shan beisilu? Beisilu imrim oi lechi oi kairu. Either one is enough. Either a lechi or a kairu. Is the churu lemo kosavri, let's say, that beisilu holds Shalosh mechitzas diraisa. With diraisa, all you have to have is just three walls around an area to make it into a shusha yochid. And the rabbonin is the one that holds, with the rabbonin you have to have a fourth wall. Therefore, you could be mekel on the fourth wall, that either a kairo or a lechi is good. Either one is enough. And then a chlami could only be mishrim heker, because with the pachal you don't need a fourth wall with diraisa. It's only with the rabbonin, and the rabbonin will mekel. So the Gemara loy, I tell you, that's not even shad according to Beis Hillel. Lizroik mishtayim hudim chayiv. I can tell you maybe midiraisa beisil holds with two walls you make a rishus yochid. With two walls, if you throw from rishus rabim into this mokum, yechayiv midiraisa. But letaltol adiika sholish. But midirabonin, you're not allowed to be metaltol in an area unless you have three walls. The churit shver. If three walls is enough, so why does this mavi sosim have to have a fourth? On the fourth wall of Kairo or Alechi, the Chur, let it be alone enough with three walls. You have three walls for this Mavi Sosim. So the Ritva says the Pshat is that Midirabonin, you'll need three walls. That means three good walls. And the fourth wall is enough anything, a Mashu. Therefore, according to Beis Hillel, on the fourth wall is good to have either a Kairo or a Alechi. Either one is good. Because really, Midiraisa could be with two walls, you make Rishus Yochid. Midirabonin, you have to have three good walls. But the fourth wall, anything is good, either Kairo or Alechi. We had your Reb Lezer Oimer Lechiyayim. Reb Lezer said a Chiddush in the Mishnah, then you want to be Mater, or Movil, you have to use two Lechis. Lechiyayim, that was Reb Lezer Shita. So the Mari Boyelihu, Reb Lezer Lechiyayim, the Kairo Komar, as Reb Lezer is a Machmer, he holds you have to have two Lechis. It's on each entrance to the Movil, you have to have another Lechi. What about does the old, you can need all three? You need a Kairo on top, plus two lechis. Oy dilma lechiyayim b'loy kairu koma. No, and he's only machmet to have two lechis, that's all. But to have three things, that you don't need. Just two, not three. That's the shaylam. The martar shema. Maisa b'rebeleze sholach etza Reb Yosi ben Freida. Talmidoi. As Reb Lezer went to visit his Talmud, Reb Yosi ben Freida,